I'm going to do a book report about Call It Courage. In this book, there are two main characters. One is a boy named Mafatu, and another is a dog named Ur. Mafatu, when he was young, his mother drowned. And Mafatu almost drowned too, but his mother saved him before she died. Now, Mafatu has been afraid of the sea, and he has been called a coward. They call him a coward because he is afraid of the sea. He is afraid that the sea god, which they believe in their country, will swallow him up too, just as he did to his mother. Once Mafatu hears that all the other boys are coming back from their trip, he decides to go off in a boat to face his fear and to show that he's not really a coward. Along the way, he finds an island where other people worship like some sort of god, and he's afraid that they will come back, but they don't come back till later on. So he struggles to find food and water, and once he gets on the island with his dog, he finds food. Well, he tries to find food. He has coconuts, and then he made a knife and a house, and he kills sharks. And he also he said that he wasn't going to leave until he killed a wild boar and came back to his country with a necklace of the boar's teeth. So to show that, like, he was brave enough to kill a wild boar, and he has the proof around his neck. And then once the other people come back, he was about to leave, and there was all this drumming just like this. They played it over and over again. Once Mafatu got closer, it got louder. His heart was pounding, as so it said in the book. Anyways, they see him, and then he has to run, get in the canoe with his dog. Oh, and he made a canoe. He made a new canoe because his other canoe broke and got washed away by the powerful current. And anyways, he had to put his canoe and his dog in the water with the dog in the canoe, and he had to start paddling and paddling and paddling. Once he got back to his hometown, his father was there, and his father was worried, and he was so impressed that Mafatu had killed so many animals and that he had survived for like a month on the island. I hope you read this book sometime because it's a really, really good book. In this book, I learned that we have to stand up to our fears and take chances, but don't run off to an island because that would be really, really bad if we had done that. Anyways, to take chances, and you can make mistakes if you do, because some mistakes turn into good things. And yeah, I really would recommend this book to you. It is good for historical fiction.